Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus, and I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. We continued our series this past weekend called Framework, where we're looking at the stewardship of relationships. And in week two of this series at the Lewis Center campus, we talked a little bit about womanhood, and we talked about this core question that women ask, which is, am I beautiful? Men tend to ask the question, am I adequate? Women tend to ask the question, am I beautiful? You see it come right out of Genesis chapter 2, where Eve impresses Adam with her beauty. We tried to delineate very carefully between what our culture calls pretty and what the scriptures, I think, refer to as beauty. There's a big difference between those two. And so in Genesis chapter 2, God says he creates Eve to be a helper or a helpmate, depending upon the translation that you read in scripture. And so we talked about the translation of that word is very critical. Helper actually means lifesaver. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 26 uses that same term about God. It says, there is none like God who rides through the heavens to your help, through the skies in his majesty. So that term is actually used about God. So it actually means a lot more than just like the cooker, cleaner, washer person. It speaks to the essential nature of womanhood. So what is that? Well, I think what we learned on Sunday is that nurturing is this unique part of God's nature. What I think you heard Angie say on Sunday at the Lewis Center campus is that there's this tendency to feel for women at times, and I certainly don't want to speak just in generalities. This is a term about an idea about all women, but for a lot of women, they struggle. They feel self-critical. They feel like maybe they're being criticized. They're in the courtroom because they don't do certain things well like other women do. But what seems to be across cultures, across times, unique about women is that God has created them to nurture. And what you see about that in Genesis is that Genesis chapter 3, it says that Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. But then you get over to chapter 4 and it says, now Adam knew Eve, his wife, she conceived, bore a son, Cain, saying, I've gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And the point that we made there is just that Eve was called a mother before she had children. In other words, it's hardwired into women to nurture. And so womanhood is really just this celebration of the nurturing side of God. And you can be nurturing in a lot of different ways, like God is to us. We talked about aggressively caring. So if you're a single gal and you're dating a guy and he maybe, you know, is a church guy, but he's really not following Christ, it is nurturing to say to him, listen, man, I think you're, you know, you're cute, you're a good looking guy and all that. But the problem is I'm looking for someone who wants to love me like Christ loved the church. And I want someone that I can respect like the scripture says. And so, you know, you look good, but I'm out. And that's nurturing to, you know, a 30-year-old guy who still lives with his mom and dad and plays Xbox and doesn't have a job. You know, biblically speaking, older women are supposed to nurture younger women, which is what makes life groups so important. We talked about, you know, we have ladies' life groups that meet on Tuesday mornings and on Tuesday nights. We have a new group this term that's meeting on Wednesdays. And we had a life group fair on Sundays. And so this idea of women getting together in meetings is part of our family framework, where there are times where we get together and we speak into one another's lives. And women, in a sense, are lifesavers in that. So I think it was just important for us to say that you're not second place. You're not down lower on the org chart, so to speak. And it seems like it happens across cultures and times. No, God has created men and women equally, but differently. And I thought it was real important to say that, you know, in Jesus's day, women were really seen as non-persons. I've shared before that Jewish men began their days with this prayer, God, thank you that I'm not a slave, I'm not a Samaritan, or a woman. But Jesus came, he treated women completely differently, called them daughters of Abraham. He addressed them publicly in his teaching. He asked them questions. You think about the woman at the well, you think about the woman caught in adultery. He held them accountable for their sins, pointed them back to Christ. And so I think what you see in Jesus is that he elevates the view of women. Really, that starts with with Christianity. Now, people don't always do it perfectly. Churches don't haven't always done it perfectly. Certainly, I wouldn't claim that at all. At the same time, what we see in women predominantly across cultures and times is this unique, nurturing side of God that presses into people and calls the best out of them. So in light of that, I wonder if, as you think about your day-to-day, who is someone that you could nurture, someone that you could provide that kind of encouragement to? Who is someone maybe that is overlooked today that that you could take time, look them in the eye, listen to them, encourage them, and call the best out of them? Let's pray about somebody like that. Father, as we go throughout our day today, we're going to see people that we know, many of we know, God, the things that they're facing. A lot of them, God, we don't. Some people today, God, we're going to cross paths with who are squared up against some very difficult life situations, trials, pain, struggles. But God, maybe that's going to be revealed to us today. I pray you'd give us the opportunity, Lord, to care for them the way that you uniquely care for us, and specifically, God, for the women of our church. I pray, God, that you would call this out of them, that you would call this caring out of them for older women to be with younger women, for younger women to see the vision that that you have for their lives, Lord, that they are daughters of yours, not second class, not somewhere sitting in a back seat to anyone, but living out a vision that you have for them. And I pray for the ladies of our church that you will give them that vision, God, to see what their calling is, that you'd make them strong and that you'd make them tough, and that, God, you'd help them to accentuate their caring, whether they're full-time at work at home, full-time at work outside the home, either or. God, I pray you'd use them for your honor, for your glory. I want you to take just a few minutes right now and take the opportunity maybe to pray for someone that you know you're going to interact with today, or maybe pray for someone, for God to bring someone across your path today that you don't know, that you could care for and encourage.
Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.